I'm ready. All right, good morning. This is Commissioner Brooks. We'll call the meeting to order. We have a 10:30 agendized meeting. Let's see, for two budget workshops. The first one is the Canyon County Fair, and then we'll pick up the coroner's office later. Seeing the coroner just walked in, we're starting late, so if you have something to do for the next 20 or 30 minutes, you feel free, we can get a hold of you to come back. Okay, so we have fair director, assistant director here. So we have anything we want to discuss for your second bite of the apple here?
Yes, Chairman Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. So since my first budget workshop, I met with the HR director and the facilities director and assistant director. We currently, the facilities department has a housekeeper that services both the fair building and the center. And with a lot of discussion, we and the ask for a maintenance technician that'll be under the fair budget, we would also like to request that a housekeeping position be under the fair budget. That cost loaded is $72,106. And the reasoning really for that is the center is 45,000 square feet. We have approximately 300 event days. The fair building is 28,000 square feet. It doesn't get rented as much anymore, but still it gets extensively rented January through May. Then we set for fair, and it's not as busy in the fall. But with the amount of square feet we have a housekeeper almost every day currently, and that position would also assist the maintenance technician in setups. And those two positions, our vision for this would be very similar to current fair staff, where when in the off season, when we have an event and it's required to work a Saturday or Sunday, our fair staff flex their schedule. These two positions would be very similar so that we keep overtime down. This would also, if we have these positions in on weekends, it would alleviate on-call maintenance coming in for trash and housekeeping. So in that regard, we're hoping to save facilities on the overtime budget and also giving some relief to our staff in regards to the number of weekend events that we are currently working.
So what I heard you say is that you have approximately 83,000 square feet of building space that you're responsible for, and you're asking for one position to do that on housekeeping.
Correct.
So in my humble opinion, there is the public expects those to be clean and ready to go, and I know that's your desire. What you fail to put on the record is, in the absence of that, you sometimes are doing that work as a director, which I think your reasons, and thank you for putting that on the record, as we provide justification for new positions in the county. It would be an ask from at least my position to look at. You've given us the numbers on the housekeeping loaded at 72,000, but given that you are booked most of the days during the year, and then with the fair events, and I think your revenue numbers are coming in stronger than what you had budgeted, all of that, your goal is to be self-sufficient as an entity. And so perhaps looking at that one more time on the revenue versus the cost of adding new staff. It sounds like we have our director for facilities, our public works director. It would be appropriate, I think, to have him weigh in on how that partnership, you guys have a strong partnership and go back and forth, and there's not idle time for that staff member. There's either cleaning here or work to be done, and vice versa. There's a lot of cross-training and cross-working that goes on between those two departments. So those are my thoughts, Chairman.
Okay, I have a question. When the center opened, Brad and I were here for that, Chairman Holton. But I don't recall, did we add any house cleaning staff, or was there a request for that when that building opened, like there is for the new Sheriff's Admin building across the street?
I believe so.
Did we add staff when that building was open?
Chair Brooks. Yes, I believe at that time we did add a position down there for the housekeeping. It was pretty much just on, wasn't a 8-hour day basis. It was kind of on need of events and stuff. As these last couple years, as the events have just exploded and increased drastically, it's just requiring a lot more housekeeping, the housekeeping staff to be there 8 hours a day. It was never the position. We never increased it or added an extra person on my side, you know, for the 8 hours. It was always to have that person there half a day and then the other half going and doing some of my outskirt buildings and stuff like that. Lately, our person's been there 8 hours a day, again, just because of the amount of events and everything. So okay. If she's capable of getting her to these two positions, it would drastically help us be able to meet our expectations as on the facility side of thing of individual, you know, if I have one person gone or one person that's on vacation or anything sure. like that, it puts us in a jam. And we're doing, if I have a skeleton crew, we do the bare minimum on some areas. This, if I have like a floater, it would really benefit us for sure.
Okay. And even since then, we've added even more space with the new elections building.
Yeah. Currently just for facilities, we're pretty close to 1 million square feet of just office space. And that's, you know, every building we have. And most of it's office space, you know, except for some of the stuff at the expo, which is the expo hall, and then the old fairgrounds, which is the dirt floor and stuff. But still, there's still restrooms. There's still things that need to be maintained and stuff. So it would help alleviate some of the overtime costs that I have, too, with my staff. I have some of these events requires me to have 3 or 4 individuals, could be a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and throughout the day. It could be a Friday night. Diana helps us out. Her staff helps us out. There's still going to be a requirement there that we might need to facilitate and help her out, help her staff out with some of these bigger events, but it's still going to minimize that overall overtime cost. And I think what the little bit of the difference is her staff kind of flexes through the week. My staff doesn't really have that option right now because they have to be here to maintain these other buildings. And then they come back in. It's a burnout period, right? So this is where there's still going to be a partnership. We're still going to help each other out. But these are very, very needed in my aspect of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. And Chairman, just a shout out to your point. We had a weather event where we declared an emergency and your staff was called in because it affected some of the county buildings. So it's not just 8 to 5 when the public is here. Your staff to the fair runs after hours. Your staff was here, did an amazing job. We saw some pictures and the cleanup and what they're doing. So the burnout component is a real thing. There's a lot that happens.
So for clarification here, I'm looking at a fiscal 26 versus 27 county fair number 2. This position, the housekeeper position, is not in the new reclass.
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Controller, is it in the Questica? Has it been added?
No, I was going to ask for clarification.
You're waiting for us to tell you that we want it in there? I understand.
Well, yeah, so as of now, the only ask that's in there was her original maintenance tech position.
Commissioner Van Beek, I would like it to be added.
I'm in favor.
Okay.
Added in addition to the maintenance tech?
Yes.
What'd you say that amount was, Director?
$72,106.
Okay. Do we have any idea on the amount of overtime this position would alleviate, like dollar wise?
I don't remember. I did put a spreadsheet together, but I don't remember what those numbers were. It was substantial. We're talking about a couple hundred thousand dollars, or sorry, not a couple hundred thousand. Like, it was right around, I think what we do for events is right around like $25,000 just with overtime only, I think, if not more. Again, I don't have that spreadsheet in front of me.
That's fine. It's a combination of factors between overtime, burnout, and just needing somebody there. So, oh, and the increased revenue. So,
correct. I'm good.
It's easy enough. What else do we want to talk about?
Do you have any other questions on my budget, or
did anything change back to that? Reference I made, the 26 versus 27 number two, did you go through and amend anything from the number one?
I did not.
The first iteration? Okay.
And Chairman, just what I've already stated, that to show the revenue that was over the budgeted revenue plus the cost of, we had approved a resolution earlier increasing the fees, so you've got some additional revenue there. So that justification, I think, is good.
So are those new fee amounts represented in this chart PDF?
The fees for 26 that you approved, that the gate fees, those were in the fiscal year 26 budget.
That we did last year?
Correct.
Yeah.
And then I have it. I believe they're factored in already.
It looks like most of these are straight across same dollar amounts for revenues.
I think, so for next year, it's just the advance ticket pricing that is increased, not our gate price.
Okay.
Where we see the biggest increase is at our gate versus our advanced. That may change if we educate people to buy in advance because it's a savings, but currently the biggest impact on our gate admission overall budget number going up would be a gate fee increase. So we'll see a bigger increase this year than we will probably see next year. What I do think we'll have next year are other line items. Based on some things already in place or happening this year, we're going to see probably increased revenue in other line items that I didn't fully expect or understand when I presented budget workshop number one. But those won't be realized until we get through FAIR this year.
Okay.
There's also some... on the facility rental side, we're finding opportunities for additional revenue. I don't want to include them in the budget until they are actually realized opportunities that are going to guarantee some additional revenue.
What do you think about that, Controller? I think they're pretty legitimate opportunities at this point, at least the one or two that I know of.
Based on a thought process, it worked a couple years ago. We adjusted revenue in the budget we adjusted the budget for the next year after the FAIR that year, and it was based on our actuals.
Okay.
That's a risky game a little bit,
sure,
because this is a special year in regards to America and people coming out and having things to celebrate. I think we're on track to to have a really good fare. So I like to be conservative, but if we need to make up some revenue, I would think that, I don't know what our deadline is, but if we could look at it closer to, I mean, fare ends July 26th. We're going to have some real numbers before August 1st. So that is an opportunity if that helps for an adjusted revenue number for 27. It's difficult to want to commit to that when Friday night happened, and if something like that happens during fair, it's...
Jody wants another shot at it with a, with a
3 years good in a row. Weather, huh?
Kind of based on past precedent and due to our most recent event that occurred. I'm just a little hesitant just based on there's a few things that are just outside of our...
So you do want to wait? Is that what you would like?
We can, or just to leave it, I guess. I mean, I understand.
Okay, okay.
But like I said, just with past events of weather and what happened just this last weekend, I know there's things that are outside of our control that...
Okay. No, I'm comfortable with it.
Laid bare to
sure.
Some things, so.
Are you good with that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so.
I mean,
so.
The coroner's here. We don't have to sit here and keep stalling if we don't have anything else to talk about.
With that, Chair, thank you for bringing additional information. Chairman, I move we adjourn this portion of the meeting for the fair.
Okay, so we'll take a 5-minute recess here and get started back up with the coroner. Thank you.